Welcome to the Franchise Freedom Podcast, where you can escape the corporate trap through franchise ownership. Here's your host, Giuseppe Grammatico, the Franchise Guide.
Welcome to the Franchise Freedom Podcast. I'm your host, Giuseppe Grammatico, your Franchise Guide, the show where we help corporate executives experience time and financial freedom via franchising. Thanks for joining us today. Hopefully you're enjoying the new format and intros and things like that. We've put a lot of time and effort and open to your feedback and hope you're enjoying it. For today's episode, what I was doing was I was actually reviewing our website and episodes we've done over the years as we approach year number four. And one of the shows that stood out was a show we did about a few years back with Marcus Sheridan, author of They Ask, You Answer. And what that is essentially answering your customers, your clients' common questions openly and honestly. Sometimes questions aren't easy to answer, but they need to be addressed and need to be answered on the website, on shows like this. So I was reviewing that site, and we'll put all that information in the show notes. Definitely have you review Marcus's show when he was back on the show. And you know, the five topics, and you'll notice this as a general theme as we're answering questions and you know addressing certain areas are price, reviews, problems, comparisons and versus, and best of top, you know, performing franchises and things like that. So those are kind of the, you know, the five areas. And for today, I wanted to focus on price, on investment, because these are questions you have. And I want to make sure that, you know, you number one, have the information, but also know what to do with the information. And that seems to be the missing piece, as there've been a lot of confusion when I've talked to people as to, you know, what is the investment versus the franchise fee and things like that. So for today's show, we're going to discuss price, investment, financials. We're going to cover that topic. So two parts to this one. Number one is regarding our fees. There is no fees for us to work together. So I'll address that openly and honestly. That's a simple answer. How do we do it? We get paid from the franchise company. So I'll get that one up out of the way, because that's a question we get all the time, and it does not affect your investment, as we're paid a referral fee, just like a real estate agent, just like an executive recruiter, and things like that. So that's number one. Number two, the investment. Okay, so the investment you will find in the franchise disclosure document, the FDD, and that's going to be called the item seven. That is the overall investment. Now, people ask, what's the average investment in a franchise? I think that's the wrong question to be asking, because there's a lot of different aspects. For example, are you looking at the averages on brick and mortar retail locations? Are you looking for something that is more home-based? Going to be completely different investments, and there's going to be a lot of different factors. So let's take a step back and talk about the investment. The franchise fee is not the total investment. It is a portion of that investment. What do I mean by that? The item seven is an itemized list of your investment. It's going to have the low end and it's going to have the high end. Why are there ranges? Well, it depends on many factors. So in that itemized list, it's going to say, for example, professional fees. You know, we've seen number, it may say $1,000 on the low, it may say $5,000 on the high. Why is there that difference? Well, number one, are you doing this, you know, the legal review on your own, or are you hiring a franchise attorney? Not required, not mandatory, but that can cost you, you know, $2,000 or $3,000. That could be the difference there in the range. Are you an attorney and doing everything yourself? Obviously, that expense is going to be less, if not zero. So there are going to be ranges depending on what exactly is needed. The legal may be a little bit greater if you have a partnership. If there's multiple owners in that franchise, you may have higher expenses, because you're figuring out what that partnership looks like. What's the split, the responsibilities? When I say split, as far as the profits and who gets what, are you a silent investor or partner and things like that? So you'll see things, and then it goes into accounting. You know, professional fees may be lumped together, maybe separate line items. Are you doing the accounting on your own? Are you an LLC or an S-Corp? I can tell you from having both entities, going to be a huge difference as far as your total costs and fees and things like that. So things to consider. Franchise fee, right, is going to be based off of how many locations or how many territories you're buying. So in this case, we'll keep it simple to one. The franchise fees are going to vary. I've seen ranges of $10,000 to $100,000 on the franchise fee. So, you know, is this just a regular franchise or is it a master franchise, which is going to have a much larger franchise fee and as well as an investment? So that's one of the line items. We talked about professional fees. So what is really included in there? And what I've seen on average is really almost the first 90 days. So it's going to include working capital, employee costs, you know, for the first, just say 90 days. And they will disclose on there what they're looking at. But these are just kind of averages that I've seen. So it may be a $50,000 franchise fee. It may be, you know, on the low end, $1,000 for professional fees, legal fees, you know, accountants and things like that. We said franchise fee. There's going to be things as far as employee costs. Well, why is there going to be a range? Well, if you are in a business, some businesses don't require employees and the labor is going to be subcontracted out. Well, typically subcontractors are paid after the fact, after the business has already come in, and then they're paid after the fact, you know, after being paid by that client or customer. So may not have a larger, any number possibly there. So, you know, what is going to be your role? Some people at the gate, they are semi-absentee and they hire a general manager. Well, if I'm paying that general manager $50,000 or $100,000, that's a huge difference. And that's why you're going to see that range of investment. And you're going to see, again, a low and a high. Part of that, you know, that pro forma that we're putting together and looking at those investments is we want to see how we're running this business. So if you are running it semi-absentee, you may have an additional fee of the general manager. So you may want to run a pro forma with a general manager running your business part-time, semi-absentee, and maybe one without, where you're running it full-time and you're absorbing that manager salary and running it on your own. So there's no right or wrong of doing this, but I want to really bring it home that you have to look at the total investment and what that includes. So if you see a range of 150 to 200,000, we'll use that example today. You know, things that also that will you know, kind of be variables are, will you get an office outside the home or will you use a home office? Will you be buying or leasing the truck or equipment? Or are you, you know, so buying is going to increase that investment, or are you leasing, you know, less out of pocket? So those are going to be things, you know, the rents obviously are going to range depending on where you're located. You know, class A building, are you using just kind of an office park, a shared space, something like that? So that's also going to affect the ranges. And that list goes on. So they're going to itemize, again, a low and a high. You know, when you look at a service-based business, not non-retail brick and mortar, actually, we'll call it all, you know, even with the retail space, it's just say it's about 90 days. You're looking at about 3 months, but specifically ask the franchisor what's included in there specifically for their brand. This is just an average. And then it should also kind of, you know, have a kind of disclosure at the bottom of what they're including. And you're going to go down, you'll have an Excel spreadsheet and you'll get to go down that list and say, okay, you know, now, you know, knowing what I know and I want to run this business full time because I'm leaving my job and I have a staff of two people. You know, what are those costs involved in the first 90 days? You want to make sure you have money aside. And also these are amounts that if you're going to get an SBA loan, a small business loan, you know, you're going to, you know, you have to give them a total project cost. So with these investments, this is not money you're taking out of pocket. You should have at day one, you should have access to these funds, but if the all-in investment comes in at $200,000, the first thing you're paying is the franchise fee, so it may be $50,000, and the rest you're kind of incurring over time. You do want to have access to those funds so that there are no surprises. Going to be covering marketing, going to be covering employee costs, if you have to pay a landlord, security deposits, and things like that. So again, the better question is not, you know, what is the average franchise investment, but let's find out what a franchise kind of, you know, what is the best fit franchise, which we covered in the previous three episodes, 3 weeks of finding your franchise. So let's start narrowing down and then putting together budgets. Realistically, like when buying a home, you know, what can you afford? And if that home is $500,000, then okay, what do I need to be putting down in order to afford that? And what are my monthly payments? And the same is going to be for investing in a franchise and in a business. You want to look at, you know, just say an SBA where they'll have you put down 20 or 30%. So that's great. You have that number with all fees and everything else included. You can figure out what is going to be your monthly cost going forward. Keeping in mind, there may be some variables like interest rates and things like that. They can increase, they can stay flat, they can also decrease. So we want to factor all that in budgeting and everything out. And then, you know, as far as ranges go, to place an average, you're going to have some of the brick and mortar standalone where your investment can exceed a seven-figure investment. That's really going to change the averages, as well as some of the lower, lower investment brands out there. So put together a budget, understand what's included in the investment. Again, the item 7, and you'll get that listing. And some brands will have more line items than others because there's a lot more variables and moving parts and expenses in the business. So take a look there. Prior to all that, let's figure out, you know, what is the best brand based off of kind of what you're looking for, your role. Let's figure out investment wise where you want to be at, because at the end of the day, it has to be a comfortable investment. You have to be okay with the monthly, you know, costs, and you know, you're going to have to pay that loan payment if you decide to get a loan every month. We want to factor that in. That's also a line item that we want to factor in, as that there's going to be a monthly payment to the SBA or however you fund it. Or you just may do a retirement rollover like we talked about in our funding show, where you're just using your own money and there's really nothing to be paid back and there's no monthly payments. You just simply, instead of investing in the stock market, now we're investing in ourselves and our business. So hopefully this helps. Investment is all in, not just the franchise fee. Franchise fee is going to be one of the largest costs. And that large cost, that large investment is one time. You'll have a set period of 5, 10, you know, up to 20 years on the franchise agreement. And you'll get to renew for the same amount of time. In many cases, there's no cost. And in many cases, there's a small cost. That will vary on the brand. And once again, it's not industry. It's always the brand. So you have to kind of look at their FDD. And you have plenty of time to review that document. It lists every expense and cost, and they itemize to the best they can with the data that they're given from their franchisees. They're always going back to make sure those numbers are accurate. Keeping in mind, you know, the FDD is updated once a year. So the new agreements, today is, we're February of 24. So they should be coming out, just say in the spring, we'll say April or May. Once those are out, as those financials are going to be audited, they will be, picking up 2023 data, as the current data will be up to 2022. So combination there of FDD and validation calls with existing franchisees, seeing how their 2023 did and how their business was going and things like that, you're starting to develop this full picture of what that investment looks like. Can franchise fees go up? Absolutely. So if you're at this point in the game and new FDDs are coming out, you want to ask the franchisor, hey, is there an advantage of signing sooner than later? The one advantage would be a lock-in of your territory, but will there be any increase in fees? And in some cases, yeah, there'll be a significant or no increase. So you want to know that, not to rush your decision, but to make the most prepared and kind of thought through a decision, putting all that into consideration. So if the franchise fee is going up, you want to factor that into your total project costs. And if you're ready to go and you're able to sign within a certain date, you may save a few bucks on the franchise fee if there's an increase. So I hope this really helps. This is really to simplify, you know, item 7 FDD. You can just Google that. You can look at some samples online and things like that, so you can see exactly what it looks like. I don't show examples because they all vary, and I don't want to be, you know, brand specific. So you are given that, you're able to kind of plug in and just say, I'm going to go with a low number here, a high number there, based off salaries, a low number because I'm an attorney, I'm going to do everything on my own. So you can kind of plug and play, and maybe it's right in between that 150 to 200. You're at 175. Great. You got a project cost. Let's get a approval and start moving forward. But hopefully that addressed the questions and some of the confusion. So thanks for joining us. Check out the book, They Ask, You Answer by Marcus Sheridan. Great book. They even have a program. If you have your franchise and you're looking to do some marketing, basically breaking up your content in those five areas. And we're going to address each of those key areas and love to get your comments and questions. You know, this whole podcast is based off of your comments, questions, and input. So if you have a burning question or concern or something that I've not talked about or that's I've talked about, but you want more of an update, let me know. I need some suggestions for future shows. So thanks again for joining us. Looking forward to your comments, and we'll talk soon. Take care, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. If you want to learn how to make the transition from corporate to owning your franchise, join Giuseppe on the next episode. You can also follow on all social media platforms and achieve financial and time freedom today.